ربي لمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. As we've discussed, Khalid bin Walid رضي الله عنه, his life, especially towards the latter portion of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's worldly life, he kept Khalid رضي الله عنه very close to him, and he gave Khalid رضي الله عنه personal training, and he gave him superior positions, and he guided him on how to uplift the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afforded him the great title Sayfum min Suyufillah. He was the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this sword of Allah Ta'ala took deen far and wide. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even towards the latter portion, on so many occasions, Khalid radiallahu anhu would visit him, would be with him in the masjid. He would take Khalid radiallahu anhu home with him. Fortunately, Sahaba radiallahu anhum would seize these opportunities. For example, Maymuna radiallahu anha was Khalid radiallahu anhu's aunt. His mother was the sister of Maymuna radiallahu anha. So he took this opportunity, he would visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he would be with Maymuna radiallahu anha. There's a hadith that states that on an occasion, a certain meal was presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Maymuna radiallahu anha's home. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, it was a certain dab. Dab is a kind of a gecko. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about this meal, and when he was told of it, he didn't want to partake of it. So Khalid radiallahu anhu asked, O Nabi of Allah, is it permissible? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated yes. So Khalid radiallahu anhu partook. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wasn't comfortable to eat, so he didn't eat. So we learn a lesson. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't criticize the meal, but he didn't feel comfortable eating it, so he didn't partake of it. So we learn a very important lesson there. Never criticize the food Allah Ta'ala gives us, appreciate it, but if we do not feel comfortable, we keep quiet. That was Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah. If he liked to partake of something, he partook. If he didn't want, he kept quiet, remained silent, and he didn't partake, and he didn't criticize sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's just to show how close Khalid radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, Khalid radiallahu anhu was very close to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Among the first challenges that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu remained firm in keeping people firm on deen. Because what had happened was, people were new to deen, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, there were people who didn't understand. So certain people left the fold of Islam. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now stood up for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And he sent the Sahaba out to strive in Allah's way and bring the Murtadeen back to deen. And the man who was the commander of these armies, going to protect Iman, protect the deen of Allah Ta'ala, the commander of the armies was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Quite a few senior Sahaba radiallahu anhu were sent to accomplish this task of bringing people back to deen and fighting for Allah Ta'ala's deen. Because Allah's deen is pure and pristine, and deen cannot be changed to the least. Because deen is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. And Allah's command is to preserve the deen. Allah completed the deen. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and our deen is perfect. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so strict, and Allah ta'ala opened the hearts to the fikr of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that deen cannot be diminished. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would say, أَيَنْقُصُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيِّ. Deen must be diminished, meaning anything of deen should be removed, and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu must remain alive. Not possible. So just some names of Sahaba radiallahu anhu who were also sent: Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, Shurahbil bin Hasana radiallahu anhu, Tarifa bin Hajiz radiallahu anhu, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, Al-Ala ibn al-Hadrami radiallahu anhu, Khudayfa bin Mihsan radiallahu anhu, Al-Muhajir ibn Umayya radiallahu anhu, Suwayd ibn Muqarrinin radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Senior Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then Khalid radiallahu anhu, all these details are quite lengthy, but just to crux it, Khalid radiallahu anhu accomplished his tasks. And then there was some challenges against Ikrimah radiallahu anhu. So Khalid radiallahu anhu, and there was troubles. Shurahbil radiallahu anhu was assisting him, and then Khalid radiallahu anhu came to the rescue. That was against Musaylima Kadhab, and alhamdulillah, that was also a fierce battle, and it's a famous battle in history. And under the guidance of Khalid radiallahu anhu and his leadership, there was great accomplishment and great assistance. So Khalid radiallahu anhu was then sent at the head of the army
to take Islam to Persia. There was one great Sahabi already there striving for Allah Ta'ala. He was Al-Muthanna bin Harith al-Shaybani radiallahu anhu. He was uplifting Allah's deen, striving in Allah's way in Persia. Khalid radiallahu anhu was sent to assist him. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave guidelines to Khalid radiallahu anhu and Iyad ibn Ghunmin radiallahu anhuma. And how do you all guided them, how should they travel, which route should they take, and where should they meet. They were placed on different routes. Khalid radiallahu anhu was sent on the southern route, and Iyad radiallahu anhu on the northern route, and they were to strive for Allah Ta'ala's deen and uplift Allah's deen and strive for Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala until they would reach the center, which would be Hira. And from there they were given encouragement, try to reach first, and the one who reaches first would be the Amir. And then from there they were to make fikr, to take Islam and take deen to Madain, which is Ctesiphon. Now as they strove, contingent after contingent, battle after battle, Khalid radiallahu anhu strove greatly. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to Al-Muthanna bin Harith al-Shaybani radiallahu anhu, saying to him, Amma ba'd, fa'inni qad ba'athtu ilayka Khalid ibn al-Walid. O Muthanna, I have sent Khalid ibn al-Walid to you, to Iraq. Welcome him with your men and assist him and be there by his side and abide by his instructions, because he is of those who are the senior Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He is of those who Allah has described in his kitab, Muhammadur Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So O Muthanna, as long as Khalid is there, he is the Amir. فَإِنْ شَخَصَ عَنْكَ فَأَنْتَ عَلَى مَا كُنْتَ عَلَيْهِ. When Khalid gets instructions from me to depart, then you would become Amir once again, and you would come to your position. Anyway, Khalid radiallahu anhu departed, and then he arrived in Iraq in Rajab, the 11th year after Hijrah. And his army numbered at 18,000. And Allahu Akbar, he strove in Allah Ta'ala's way, area after area, vicinity after vicinity, striving in Allah Ta'ala's path. Victorious in each expedition was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his men. Starting with Zatul Salasil and going into different regions, different battles, Al-Walaja, Al-Madar, Ul-Lays, and different expeditions where Khalid radiallahu anhu strove and he fought for Allah Ta'ala, strove in Allah Ta'ala's path, and he didn't give in, subhanAllah, he didn't give in. It's called Zatul Salasil because the Persians had tied themselves in shackles to make like a wall and a fortress so they wouldn't run away. And at the beginning of the battle, Hormuz called Khalid radiallahu anhu for combat. And combat is actually a beginning of a battle where an equal number from either side stands in the middle and they start the combat, one or three. Now Khalid radiallahu anhu was challenged and he comes forward. And Hormuz had set certain people at certain points to defeat Khalid radiallahu anhu unawares, illegally, as far as the rules of this duel is concerned. And in that, Allah Ta'ala guided Al-Qa'qa' radiallahu anhu, where he spotted the maneuver and the treachery of Hormuz, and he comes in and he defends Khalid radiallahu anhu. And alhamdulillah, the treachery of Hormuz was exposed, and Khalid radiallahu anhu conquered in that battle, and the Muslims won. And like that, they carried on in Al-Madar as well. Khalid radiallahu anhu wrote letters to them, inviting them to Allah Ta'ala. And there was combat also, and they strove for Allah Ta'ala's sake, in Allah Ta'ala's path. There was a duel against Qarin, and alhamdulillah, Khalid radiallahu anhu defeated successfully. And in each of these battles, the Persians would become Muslim. A lot of them would become Muslim. They would see the justice of Islam. They would notice the akhlaq of the Muslims. Amongst these prisoners was, you know the man in history, Al-Habib rahimahullah. Habib was his name, and he was the father of none other than Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah. You all know Hasan al-Basri? Now this
was Hassan Basri's father. He became Muslim during Khalid radiallahu anhu's expedition. He was a Christian and he became Muslim. And this is how so many people embraced Islam. Islam spread far and wide through the people seeing the akhlaq of the Muslims. Remember how Khalid radiallahu anhu became Muslim? Via his brother Walid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. And Walid radiallahu anhu became Muslim because he was a captive in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was afforded the opportunity to see the dealings of the Muslims, to see Islam, because Islam is transparent, and this is what we should do. Show Islam the way it is, portray it to the people. This was how many people, tabi'een, became Muslim. And this is how these same tabi'een took Islam far and wide to the four corners of the world. There was different dynasties who were slaves, and then they were liberated and they became Muslim and they devoted their lives to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another expedition after that, after this madar, was Al-Walajah. This was a famous battle where Khalid radiallahu anhu strove so severely, and then he actually carried out a tactic in this battle called the pincer tactic. And this was a famous tactic in history initiated by Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Persian king Kisra had sent one of his main commanders to fight the Muslims, Andazghar. And alhamdulillah, with Khalid radiallahu anhu's tactic, alhamdulillah, he defeated. And in that battle, Khalid radiallahu anhu dueled a man that was known to have the strength of 1,000 men. Alhamdulillah, he defeated him on battlefield. In the duel, while the two armies were facing each other. So this was how Khalid radiallahu anhu instilled awe in them. And when he completed, he actually sat reclining on this man's chest and he had his lunch to show them that we don't fear makhluk. And he kept on saying this to them, connecting them to Allah Ta'ala, turning them to Allah Ta'ala. Before each expedition, he would invite to Allah. He would call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then came a battle called quite a few, Ulays. After Ulays, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu received Kalbuzari's report and he was so happy. He got up onto the member of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, "See what your lion is doing. Ada asadukum ala al-asad. Faghalabahu ala kharadilihi a'jazatin nisa an yalidna mithla khalidin." He says, "Your lion has defeated the other lions and took the meat." He says, "Definitely women are incapable today of giving birth to men like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Subhanallah. Ratul Uyun, where as they were facing the enemy in the siege, the enemy was standing on top of the walls. Khalid radiallahu anhu gave instruction. Why was it called Ratul Uyun? It means eyes. And his men shot with their spears and arrows, and on with their first blow they struck 1,000 eyes. Alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah Ta'ala. And then in these battles also, another battle came, Ayn al-Tamr. A famous individual, Humran. Humran was the special close servant of Uthman radiallahu anhu. He became captive in this battle, and seeing the akhlaq of Muslims, he became a Muslim. And he narrates most of the ahadith of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Another famous individual, Sirin rahimahullah, Sirin. His son is very famous, a famous scholar of Islam, a man who took Islam to the world. He was a scholar and he was a businessman, a man of taqwa, a taqwa-dar individual, Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah. His father became Muslim in this expedition, meaning in Ayn al-Tamr. And many, many Persians like this became Muslim. Like when Islam was taken to India as well, in Muhammad bin Qasim rahimahullah's journey from 92 to 95, when he entered Pakistan from Sindh, and by the time he reached Multan in those couple of years, his number was 12,000. By the time in 2 or 3 years when they reached Multan, his number was 120,000, 130,000, because people would see how beautiful Islam is. And when these Persians would become Muslim, they would now help Muslims. And because they are of the land, they understand the routes, they know the tracks, they know the situation, they understand. And also certain times, even later on, when the Persians used to bring elephants to fight the Muslims, it was the Muslims who were formerly Persians who would guide the Muslims on how to counter these certain challenges in foreign lands. And like that, then finally Khalid radiallahu anhu battled in a place called Firad. And this was a famous battle, because in Firad, the Persians and the Romans got together, because here now the Romans helped the Persians. It was near the Roman regions. So this was the first time they're fighting both together. But in each time, alhamdulillah, the Muslims defeated and the Muslims conquered. In one expedition called Hira was the expedition. Anyway, in Ulays, the commander there was Bahman Jadawi. A little later I will tell you more about Bahman Jadawi. Alhamdulillah, the Muslims did defeat. When finally Khalid radiallahu anhu reaches Hira, it was a lengthy expedition. There was a long wait. There was a lot of dawah to be given. These were people who were Christians but living in Persian lands, and Khalid radiallahu anhu made a lot of effort on them, and he invited them to Allah Ta'ala repeatedly and incessantly, and he showed them practically also the greatness of Allah, the power of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid radiallahu anhu showed them. In this, Khalid radiallahu anhu saw a man by the name of Abdul Masih, Amr ibn Abdul Masih ibn Buqaylah. And he was in great worry, and he had a certain container. So Khalid asked, "What is it?" So he said, "This is poison," because there was negotiations taking place. So Khalid says, "Why do you keep this with you?" He says, "Because if I see the bad fate of my people, I rather end it for myself." So Khalid invited him to Allah, and he said, "Let me show you. Life is from Allah, and it will go when Allah Ta'ala wants. Everything is from Allah. Devote yourself to Him." Khalid took it from him, and he read, "Bismillah khayril asma." In the name of Allah, Allah's name is most beautiful. Rabbul ardi was sama, the Rabb of the earth and the heavens. Alladhi laysa yadurru ma'asmihi da. When Allah's name is taken, no harm can harm you. Ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Allah is most merciful. Allah is most compassionate, kind and loving. As Khalid radiallahu anhu was about to devour this, someone else tried to stop him. He put it in his mouth with conviction, and it didn't harm him at all. And then this Ibn Buqayla then was shocked. He says, "O Muslims, really, if this is your iman, y'all will rule the world. Y'all will then rule the world." And he's telling his people, "I haven't seen such a thing like this." Afterwards they gave in, and they came into a truce with the Muslims, and alhamdulillah, they submitted, and many, many afterwards became Muslim also, and they gave a lot of gifts to the Muslims. Those gifts were sent to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the Muslims appreciated those gifts. But look at justice of Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu didn't accept those gifts as something extra. They evaluated it and calculated it as part of the jizya that was due on the non-Muslims. Something else very interesting happened there, and this was mentioned in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Sahabi whose name was Khuraym ibn Aws radiallahu anhu. And according to Bidayah wa Nihaya, his name was Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Khuraym radiallahu anhu says, "When I made hijrah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I came to him, and he was returning from Tabuk, and I became Muslim, and I learned so much from him. And one discussion one day, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Hadihi al-hiratul bayda.' There's it, this big city, Hira, in Persia. Allah has shown it to me. And Allah shows me Shima bint Buqayla." Now you just heard, the son of Buqayla, Abdul Masih bin Buqayla, the son of Buqayla. So this is Shima, the daughter of Buqayla. And she is on a mule, and she's covered with a black scarf. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing to Sahaba radiallahu anhum the scene Allah shows him when my Sahaba conquer these lands. Look at Sahaba's conviction. He says, "O Nabi of Allah, when we enter this and we're going to find it as you said, I want you, because obviously we will conquer, it will be battle, and we'll get booty. Can she be part of my booty?" Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Fine, I give her to you." And then Khuraym radiallahu anhu says, what happened was, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were battles to the Tay tribe. Then afterwards we came into Persia with Islam to invite to Allah. And then we were going to Hira. And when we conquered and defeated, and then we saw Shima as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described. Now, obviously, I mentioned to the Amir that Shima is supposed to be mine. the report in Bidayah wa Nihaya. This is quite beautiful. See it in Hayat al-Sahaba. The crux of it is there. Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullahi brings it under the chapter of Sahaba's conviction in the teachings of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this years before, and Sahaba had conviction that definitely it's going to happen as Habibullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So her name was Shima and Karama. Karama was her name. Karama binti Abdul Masih. What then happened was, the Sahabi asks Khalid radiallahu anhu that this is my share because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted her to me. So he said, where's your proof? So he called two Sahaba, Muhammad bin Maslama radiallahu anhu and Muhammad bin Bashir radiallahu anhu from the Ansar tribes. And they bore testimony that we heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say this. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Khalid radiallahu anhu says, then we can't deprive you. And then anyway, in that, her brother was worried because how am I going to, because among the conditions of the truce was Shima has to be wedded to our man Khurayn bin Aus radiallahu anhu, Shariq radiallahu anhu. So in this her brother was worried. So then she said, don't worry, he knows me when I was much younger. Now when he sees me, he'll happily, you know, give me over for some ransom. And then when he saw her, obviously her brother came to ask for ransom on her behalf. Because now she was much older, she would have been more than 80 years old now. So her brother came to ask for ransom on her behalf, and he said, you know, I won't release her for anything less than 10 hundreds. 10 hundreds. Now 110 times is 1,000. So he brought a bag of, you know, gold coins, more than that amount, and it was given to him, and he comes back to his satis and he's happy. So they asked him, how much you asked for? So he said, I asked for 10 hundreds. So they said, why didn't you ask for 100,000? Why you ask for so little? He says, no, I was trying to express the biggest amount I know. So anyway, the others were laughing at him. But anyway, this is a report that comes in the hadith. And see Sahaba radiallahu anhum's simplicity and Sahaba radiallahu anhum's conviction in the teachings and the words of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Very similar when Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu became Muslim, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him an area in Palestine, because he comes from that area in Palestine, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him that area, and that area wasn't conquered by the Muslims yet. And when Muslims then finally conquered that region, and the Sahabi presented his claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam granted me this plot of land, this one big spot, and then they confessed, you know, he had his witnesses, and because Rasulullah said this, Umar radiallahu anhu instructed that this piece of land must be given to Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu. And subhanallah, look at Sahaba radiallahu anhum's obedience and abiding to the teachings and the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Years later, during the life of Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah, there was one governor at that time who had an objection that this property should not be Tamim al-Dari radiallahu anhu's family's property. It should be given back to state. So now there was a court case. And Imam al-Ghazali rahimahullah said, this governor has lost his iman. And when asked how, so he said that he claims that this land cannot be Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu's offspring's land, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave something that didn't belong to him. He says, what do you mean? The whole dunya belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything belongs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what do you mean when you say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam couldn't give what he wanted to give? Look at their conviction in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us true love. May Allah give us true love for Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the glorious Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. Alhamdulillah, after the conquest of Hira, which then became a headquarters for the Muslims and a camp in Persia, and from there Islam was spreading greatly, Qa'qa ibn Amr radiallahu anhu was left in charge there. Remember during the battle of Khandaq, the trench, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called to help Sahaba radiallahu anhu when they couldn't manage to remove and break the rock, and he took Allah's name, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the huge palaces of the world and the regions where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the Muslims to conquer and take Islam to. Amongst those areas, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically mentioned this region called Hira. So anyway, after that, alhamdulillah, Khalid radiallahu anhu departed to help Iyad ibn Ghunmin radiallahu anhu. who didn't make it through. So Khalid radiallahu anhu wrote to him saying that I'm coming to help you. لَبِّثْ قَلِيلًا تَأْتِكَ الْحَلَائِبُ يَحْمِلْنَا أَسَادًا عَلَيْهَا الْقَشَائِبُ كَتَائِبٌ تَتْبَعُهَا كَتَائِبُ. Just wait a little while. My men are coming. My horses are coming. Powerful camels carrying lions with strength, troops after troops. And alhamdulillah, through Khalid radiallahu anhu's arrival, there was such an awe in the environment of Persia on the arrival of Khalid radiallahu anhu that they felt that really Khalid radiallahu anhu could not be defeated. And alhamdulillah, he helped, and Allah Ta'ala's help came to Iyad ibn Hunmin radiallahu anhu. Anyway, in this battle called Firad, where it was the one battle in Persia where the two armies took assistance from each other. Certain Persians in that region were sought for assistance, Romans. So the powerful army of the East and the West united against Khalid radiallahu anhu there with different nationalities and people, Persians and the Christians from Rome, unified their forces, and they tried to defeat Khalid radiallahu anhu, and they also with the help of Allah Ta'ala. When they saw the Muslims, the Persians and the Romans are telling each other that really rather hope for good in your kingdom, because this man is fighting for Allah, not for personal gains. هذا رجل يقاتل على دين, and he has the ilm of deen. والله لا ينصرنا ولا نخذلنا. By Allah, he will definitely be helped, and we will be defeated and forsaken. And they faced the Muslims, and alhamdulillah, the Muslims defeated them despite their numbers being 4 or 5 times and much more than that, more than the Muslims. Why? Because the Muslims have the help of Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Definitely our armies will victor, will conquer, will defeat. Now, we find that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, despite their numbers, they always defeated and conquered. Why? Because they had the help of Allah Ta'ala. So you get physical strength against physical strength. And then you get physical strength against imani strength. The strength of iman, which is the help of Allah Ta'ala, will always overcome the physical strength. Sahaba radiallahu anhum had imani strength. And the forces of batil had physical strength. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, when we don't have imani strength, then it is number with number and physical strength with physical strength, and definitely we'll lose. Like how the friends of Allah Ta'ala portray it, that Muslims are facing such setbacks, and many a time when there's battle and there's warfare and there's challenges and we striving for Allah Ta'ala, the malaika of Allah Ta'ala do come. When the malaika of Allah Ta'ala come, they don't know where to go. When on either side there's alcohol taking place, there's adultery taking place, there's khilafus sunnah taking place, and there's wrongs, gunas taking place, where should the malaika go? Even the dressing is equal on both sides, so where do the malaika of Allah Ta'ala go? So what we need as an ummah is to connect to Allah Ta'ala, and then we will definitely gain the help of Allah Ta'ala. The same Allah who helped the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. After this this battle, Firad, now they waited there for 10 days, and then Khalid radiallahu anhu instructed his men to march to Hira, which was the headquarters. And Khalid radiallahu anhu, with a small group of his, he made his way for Hajj, because his heart was yearning for Hajj. It was Dhul Qa'dah, then coming to Dhul Hijjah, and his heart was yearning to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to thank Allah ta'ala, and he darted towards Makkah Mukarramah. It was something miraculous. He went there, he spent his time in Hajj and pilgrimage, and Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what is it, how it's the sweetness of turning to Allah Ta'ala in those Mubarak lands, in those Mubarak places. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. It was there where he received Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed baal, blessed hair strands, and ever since he never ever lost after that. It was there where he received dua from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the guidance and the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anyway, he then, after this lengthy journey of Hajj, then returning to his men, afterwards Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hears some news that Khalid radiallahu anhu was there. Anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent a message to Khalid radiallahu anhu with some sort of reprimand, saying that this was not appropriate for you to leave your men and come for Hajj. You should have asked for permission for that. Anyway, in that, now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after Hajj, Allah Ta'ala put it in his heart to send his men now
to Sham, to take Islam to the Shami regions. And now he ushers his men in the path of Allah Ta'ala, he gives them advices, and he sends them to the lands of Sham.
This was towards the latter portion of the life of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu prepares Yazid bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhu over one contingent of Sahaba, and another under Shurahbil ibn Hassan radiallahu anhu to Jordan, under Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu to Hims, under Amr bin As radiallahu anhu to Palestine, and these men strove in Allah Ta'ala's path. Interesting was the response of Amr bin As radiallahu anhu when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu asked him, "Are you ready for this task? I know you were sent for important work by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have an important taqaza for you. Are you ready?" Look at the response of Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. He said that inni sahmun min sihamil Islam. I am an arrow from the arrows of Islam. After Allah, you are the archer. Wa anta ba'd Allah ar-rami biha wal jami' laha. And you the one to accumulate the arrows after you shoot. Look at the most distanced land, the most fearsome land, the most difficult terrain, and shoot me in that direction, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, farmi bi fiha, send me to those regions, I am ready. And Amr bin As radiallahu anhu was also sent. Anyway, they strove greatly in Allah Ta'ala's path there in those regions of Rome, uplifting Allah Ta'ala's deen, uplifting the name of Allah Ta'ala in the four corners of the world, subhanallah. And then Muslims faced great setbacks because a great battle was coming up, which was known as Yarmouk. And the army was of the enemy was so many in number. And at that time, they needed help. So they write to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and in turn, he writes to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, "O Khalid, you now leave Persia with half your men. The other half will stay with Muthanna bin Harith al-Shaybani, and they will continue the effort in Persia, and you now depart to the Roman territory to help the Muslims that are there under Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah." The men there are under Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhum. And now Khalid radiallahu anhu in Mashura, he has to split his men, and now he chooses half on the one side and the other half on the other side. So the 18,000, 9,000 on each side approximately. Now Khalid radiallahu anhu chooses the seniors of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those who are of advanced age, subhanallah. He doesn't look at physical strength. He looks at those who had seniority in deen, meaning the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the strong tabi'een and the new people he left with Musanna bin Harith al-Shaybani. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at Sahaba, look at their vision. They didn't look at physical strength. They looked at the seniors. Ya Allah, Allah give us tawfiq to learn from Sahaba radiallahu anhum what respect they had for the seniors. And Khalid radiallahu anhu learned this lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion when he came into an argument with Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Khalid radiallahu anhu, "O Khalid, do not harm Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He's a senior Sahabi. He's a Badri Sahabi." And on one occasion, Khalid radiallahu anhu said, "O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now there's some few words exchanged between Zubayr radiallahu anhu and Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Khalid radiallahu anhu, "O Khalid, you are junior. Those two are your seniors. They both are Badri. Leave them, they both are Badri." Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the value of the seniors. So Muthanna radiallahu anhu says, "You can't take all the seniors." And Allah teaches us this in the Quran. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ. Allah Ta'ala says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, that when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was raising the foundation of Baytullah and Ismail alayhi salam. Now we know Ismail alayhi salam was doing the work, and the father was very old, he was almost 100 years old, and he's telling his son what to do. So you can understand that the son is doing a lot of the physical work. But look how Allah expresses, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam was building the Kaaba. مِنَ الْبَيْتِ. At the end of the verse, Allah says, وَإِسْمَعِيلُ, and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Subhanallah. Seniors. That's why Rasulullah said, Allah's blessings come with your seniors. Allah give us tawfiq to take blessings from them and remain in the company of our seniors and visit them and take their du'as and take their guidance. And this is what Khalid radiallahu anhu teaches us here. And Musanna radiallahu anhu also, he didn't agree. He says, O Khalid, I know you're the commander, you're the general, but I will not accept you taking all the seniors and you splitting the army like this, in this manner, which is not fair. Otherwise, I'm going to write to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and then Khalid radiallahu anhu agreed to send some, to give him some of the seniors. The journey is lengthy. The Muslims, Khalid radiallahu anhu is in Persia. He needs to get to Rome. He needs to get to the Syrian territory, which is a lengthy distance. It is a journey that lasts over a week. And he's worried by the time he gets there, the action is over and Muslims could be in trouble. Khalid radiallahu anhu chose to take another route that was generally impossible, especially for an army of that nature. But Khalid radiallahu anhu was a man of miracles. He was a man of miracles. How did he make it to the battlefield before the next battle, where the Roman forces had unified all their strength and all their might and all their weaponry to destroy Islam? What did Khalid radiallahu anhu do to make it on time and to be the commander of that army and to rescue the Muslims and to surround the Romans from either side? Really, it was of the miracles and the karamat of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, because he was a man who spoke to Allah. He was a man who made decisions with Allah. He was the same individual. His army was hungry on one occasion, and they conquer one region and there were barrels of wine, and he said, Allah, we are hungry, we can't take wine. Allah, you help us. You can turn it into honey. And subhanallah, it changed into honey and the Muslims had their meal. Subhanallah. These were people who spoke to Allah. These were people who made decisions with Allah. Read Hayatul Sahaba volume 3. Study it in our homes. Read it to our children. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum changed the system of the universe for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah. Allah made it happen when they spoke to Allah. They took Allah's name, the palaces of the enemy would shake with the name of Allah taken by Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When the enemies would spend time amongst them, those same non-Muslims would become Muslim. Those same non-Muslims, who was the man who Khalid radiallahu anhu used as his guide? He was a man by the name of Rafi' radiallahu anhu. Rafi' radiallahu anhu. Who brought Rafi' radiallahu anhu to Islam? He was none other than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu invited him to Allah. He was a robber, he was a highway robber, and he was a professional. He was the professional of the jungle of the desert. He would raid an entire caravan or army and run into the desert, and people would chase him to an extent, but he would go so deep into the desert that they didn't have the courage to follow him further. And deep in the desert, he had buried at certain points eggs, ostrich eggs underground filled with water. So he knew where he had his water supply. This was the same individual, and he watched Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu previously in expeditions, and he saw his akhlaq and he saw his character, and he says to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, I want to be like you. So this man changed his life. The enemies of deen became the friends of Allah Ta'ala just through keeping the company of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let us learn this. Yes, we will study this journey in our next discussion, and Khalid radiallahu anhu's participation in the lands of Rome in defending Islam. But let us learn this. When people are in our company, do we influence them or are we influenced by them? We are Muslims. Sahaba was such. The world wanted to be like them. Allahu Akbar. Why do we have to follow everyone else when we have the perfect examples in front of us? Allah give us tawfiq. And Allah give us the himmat and the strength and the aspiration to want to aspire to be like the Sahaba of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite three quls for the galaxy of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Allah Ta'ala forgive us through them on the day of Qiyamah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.